Chasing the shadows, chasing the cure. I still feel the fade. Brighter than diamonds, open the door. Let me fall from grace. Under these skies of black and gold, we're in too deep to let go. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Liz, and I'm here with my friend Carol, and we were just talking about, wow, we've done a lot of growth.
Yes, lots of growing. I feel like the older you get, the more you realize how far you've come.
Mm-hmm.
Cliche as it sounds like, it's very true.
I was a misfit when I was a teenager, and then I was a very, very, very lost early 20s of so much personality renaissance after overhaul, and then growing into the person that I am now. I'm very comfortable in the person that I've become.
As you should.
And really, like, time sorts it out.
Yeah. Trials and tribulations.
Absolutely. What were you like as a teenager?
I was pretty much like myself. Not much in terms of my demeanor had changed. Later in the sort of like grade 12 years and grade 11 years of my life, I began really forming my philosophy on a lot of stuff and mapping other people's experiences and my own experiences onto how I ended up being as a person and what was important to me. As I've shown you before, I did that spoken word for my English class.
Yes.
And that came out of me effortlessly. I didn't need to think about it. I found myself often with an idea basically getting knocked into my head, and I can just see it and visualize it immediately without me having to really think about it. And when I have to sort of think a little bit harder about it, then I'm kind of struggling. But with that in mind, I just sort of mapped it on my personality as a person and as my character, build that blueprint as I kept going. And it just sort of added on to itself.
Mm-hmm.
It never really made me stuck on just this one thing. Obviously, it shape-shifted, it morphed, it expanded, it grew bigger. But all in all, it made me value things that maybe at the time I didn't see much value in. It was not so much that I had, you know, tunnel vision on this one idea that I had in particular, but I just haven't had the experiences yet to teach me otherwise. So as I kept going with that mindset, I just kept adding all the good things to this idea of mine. And with time, I was able to formulate that and even provide advice for people around me. I learned to listen. I learned to
that's huge.
Empathize a lot.
Also huge.
With people. And even the tone of conversations had shifted with me and my friends as that time went along. So it's a good thing. It's a great thing. And having, you know, the ability to not only hear someone out and truly feel for them,
mm-hmm.
but also be able to give them something that mm-hmm. they can use to apply to their own life
mm-hmm.
to make it better. It's one of the best things ever.
Definitely. I've had the pleasure of working alongside early 20-somethings here at the radio.
Yeah.
And it was really nice to see people bright-eyed and bushy-tailed about their future, and then being able, like, developing a good relationship with them, good friendship with them, talking about, obviously, what we all do at radio, but then also being able to talk to them about what do they want to do with their lives. And as the resident mid to late 20-something, soon to be late 20-something, I'm able to be like a big sister a little bit, and it's really nice. I really enjoy being able to bestow upon them some wisdom and also feel that empathy. I remember when I was younger, I had an issue with being able to really empathize with people in a like deeper than superficial way. Obviously, if someone tells you they're sad and you listen to them immediately and you're like, oh my god, I'm so sad that you're sad, that's not empathy. That's sympathy.
Yeah.
But a deep empathy of, I think it also starts with introspecting on your own experiences and
for
how
sure.
they made you feel, and
yeah.
identifying the emotions that that you felt from those experiences and what they taught you. And if you can do that introspection, you can give much better advice and you can empathize with them better and understand them better. And I think when I was younger, I definitely had issues with really assessing what I was doing in my social interactions and my friendships, if they were valuable. And listeners, if you know that allegory of taking a cup full of love and you're pouring it out into other people's cups, but if you don't have anything pouring love back into your cup, you're going to run dry.
Yeah.
And that was a really difficult thing for me to assess how much energy I was pouring into other people, and the relationships that were worth keeping and so on. But then I realized the more I introspected on my experiences and how they shaped me, good things, bad things, important wisdoms that I learned and was then able to relate to people better. And I realized the people that I can empathize easiest with are also the people that can pour their love back into my cup and feel the best for me to pour my love into theirs. Is there any wisdoms that you love sharing with people?
Honestly, there's one that I like to say a lot. This is going to get highly philosophical.
Please.
Right here. But I think that us and everybody, whoever their life is always based around two things.
Mm.
I mapped it down. I figured it out.
Okay.
Hear me out.
Hearing you out.
Let me put my tinfoil hat down. Okay, so perspective and perception.
Mm-hmm.
Two things that literally shape everything in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Perception is how you see the world, all the events that happen around you, all the people that you meet, their decisions and their impact on you and how you feel emotionally is all happening on the exterior, right? Anything that you might see, that you might see the influences that are external to you, whether it's media, movies, books, whatever you read, whatever you watch, conversations, anything else, everything that happens around you is your perception of the world and of your life, right? You need this as sort of like an input to build perspective. Perspective happens on the inside. Perspective is a byproduct of all this information that you just absorbed from everything, which helps you build opinions, which helps you build decision-making on your own actions, which helps you build awareness, helps you understand your own impact on everybody else. And with doing so, with this perspective that you have in mind and these actions that you take, suddenly your actions become a part of somebody else's perception of the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because then they'll see your actions, then they'll see what you say and your wisdom and your influences, and that shapes somebody else's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
As well, which I think you can try and argue against both of them not being synonymous or like synchronous with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, without one, there could be no other. Your own impact or somebody else's impact makes an impression on other people on many different levels, especially internally. So perception and perspective.
That's why it's so important to develop yourself.
Yes.
So that you can help other people develop into their best selves
all
as well.
Exposure.
Or just do no harm.
Just,
you know,
don't be
develop
an asshole.
Develop into someone who's not,
yeah,
not a bad person.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good wisdom.
Yeah.
And also, like, be yourself in that as well. Remember that you are being perceived in a way that influences. That's a really wise moment of me, isn't it, guys?
Okay.
I'm going to set you guys up with another song or two, actually. We're going to continue with Overwork, one more song by him, Ascend, featuring Code Unit. And then I'd also like to shout out my dearest partner, Aaron. I'm going to play a song that reminds me of you.
You better be listening.
It's Between Two Points by The Glitch Mob featuring Swan. Listeners, I hope you're enjoying it. And thank you so much for being here. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. Thanks for tuning in. Hello and welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM. That was Overwork, Ascend, and followed by the Glitch Mobs, between two points. I'd also love to play a quick little bird note for you guys. Please enjoy parrots using video chat to keep in touch.
This is Bird Note. Video chats help us keep in touch when we're far apart. And now, some birds are in on the fun, too. Knowing how clever parrots are, researchers wanted to see how they'd respond to another parrot saying hi on a tablet or phone. Researchers taught the parrots how to signal they wanted to make a call by ringing a bell, so they could decide for themselves to participate.
Do you want to call a friend?
The bird's caretaker would show the parrot a screen with photos of birds to choose from by touching.
You want to call Rosie?
Then the person would start the call.
Want to say hi? Where is she? Yes. There she is. Yes, that's Rosie. Yes.
Many parrots chatted amiably during the call, behaving much like wild birds keeping in touch with their flock. They often stayed on the phone for the maximum allowed 5 minutes. Some birds even learned skills from each other and seemed to form lasting friendships, continuing to call each other after the experiment. The researchers think that video chats could help enrich the lives of birds in captivity. Sometimes, it's just nice to have a friend to squawk on the phone with. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Remmel. This episode is brought to you by Wild Delight Bird Food, which aims to support wild bird populations with clean, nutritious ingredients in every blend. Available at Chewy.com.
We love a good bird note, and I love you, listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Liz.
I'm Carol.
Thank you so much for joining us. Please do also tune in to Bitcoover Tuesdays, 8 to 10 p.m. if you are loving the electronic music. Love you guys. Please have a great rest of your day. Bye.
See ya. Yeah.
Unavailable is one order in the building.
Please.
Boom.
One time.